Darlene, boy, it's great to see you. You know, I had a listener in New York City wrote me an email after she came out here and said, I got to meet Darlene. How often are you
here? Thank you. My girlfriend and I were here probably, each of us, between 8 and 11 days a month. My girlfriend is the little soldier girl, Cynthia Pepper, that's in Kissing Cousins. And my name is Darlene Tompkins. I was in Blue Hawaii in front of Acapulco.
Both of them are great movies, and on our website we have a film clip of that great scene where Elvis is in the boat going down and singing the song.
Oh my gosh, yes, when he's standing up and going down.
Yes.
I was on Kauai.
Now, I heard you tell somebody already here that Elvis was a great gentleman.
He was a Southern gentleman. He was really, really sweet, very unassuming, and he really cared for everybody.
Now, you've been living in Las Vegas for about 5 or 6 years now, and you come down here, 11 days a week? A month?
About 8 to 11 a month, never on Friday, never on Sunday.
And you take turns, as you said.
Yes, that's correct. Since Cindy and I have been friends for so long, we cover for each other if either one of us have to go out of town or something like that.
Now, how was it working with Elvis? I mean, he was a legend when you showed up.
That's right. He really was, and he was so... I was expecting somebody really, really sexy because of everything I had heard. But when you meet him, he is so unassuming and so gentle, and his manners are so lovely that you become very relaxed around him, very relaxed.
And he was easy to work with then?
Very much so, very. He had such a sense of humor. It wouldn't make any difference if you flubbed your line or if you didn't do anything right, whatever, just do it over. It wasn't the fun of it. It was exactly like if you see the movie, that's the way it was.
And so what you see is what you got.
Exactly.
Now, when you worked with Elvis, do you have any memorable moments of something that stands out in either one of those movies?
Well, in the one movie, Blue Hawaii, when I first met him, we liked to sit together. And I think one of the things that stood out is the way he talked about his mother, how he cherished her. And I think that was really, really sweet because his mother had already passed about 3 years before. But the love in his heart, it was just beautiful.
Now, when you were on location for Blue Hawaii, and I guess the other one, where was the other movie filmed?
Fun in Acapulco. They went down to Acapulco, actually, but I didn't on that one. That was filmed, my part, at Paramount.
Hal Wallace was the producer back in those days.
That's correct.
And, which one? Do you have a favorite movie of Elvis besides the ones you were in?
My favorite actually is Viva Las Vegas because I'm a great fan of Anne Margaret. I think she is absolutely wonderful and the absolute best. There's not enough good things to say about Anne Margaret. She really is.
And do you know anything about the legendary relationship between Anne Margaret and Elvis?
Well, that wouldn't be any of my business.
Well, I think. I've read many times that Anne said, well, we're both stars and nothing would really work out.
Well, whatever it is,
yeah.
You can believe Anne Margaret.
Yeah. Now, when you first met Elvis, do you remember the first time? Did you meet him before you showed up on the set, or was that when you first met him?
No, I met him after I'd gotten the part. I'd met him afterwards.
So, as you said, he was kind of unassuming for being the legend that he was, and he was easy to work with. Was he a pretty good actor? I've heard he actually was.
He really, really was, but they didn't give him a chance. And when I spoke to him, he told me, he says, you know something, Darlene? No one's ever going to remember me for my singing. They're going to remember me for dramatic acting. And that was what he really wanted. And in my heart, I believe that if you ever see Frank Sinatra in From Here to Eternity, Frank Sinatra is such a beautiful singer, but he's a magnificent, magnificent actor. And I know that that's what Elvis would have been.
I think Elvis could have done that, too, if he'd had the right parts.
I know.
Colonel Tom Parker just didn't want him to make anything like that.
Well, Colonel would say... Whenever Elvis wanted something serious, Cohen would say, well, look at this movie, how much money it made. And the ones that you were a little serious in, that you didn't have as many songs, it didn't make as much money. People don't want to see you act. They want to just hear you sing. And when you hear that so many times, pretty soon you believe it. And also, he was under contract. He had to do the scripts that were given to him. People don't realize that, so he had to. And in a lot of ways, I think it broke his heart.
You know, here at Elvis Aramic, Chris Davidson has an unbelievable collection of things.
Chris Davidson is such a fan, and he's always loved Elvis. And he has the largest collection of Elvis memorabilia outside of Graceland. And almost everything you see here, you cannot see at Graceland.
Yeah, I like the piano that came from Graceland over there.
Yes, that's correct.
And they've got all kinds of cars here and everything. People really, if they're an Elvis fan or they don't think they are, they will be by the time they leave here.
Absolutely, because also they will not believe how much charitable things that Elvis did. And just like at Pearl Harbor, how if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have the Pearl Harbor Memorial. And a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, and a lot of people don't realize that. I you know, here at this museum, there's some pretty talented people walking around here.
We have absolute wonderful Elvis tribute artists. And one of the things I love about them so much is so many of them have a great, great deal of talent. And they could make it on their own. But because of their love for Elvis, because they enjoy him, because Elvis was fun, that they dye their hair, they grow sideburns, they do a lot of things just so they can impersonate him because of the love for him. And we have the best.
All of the people I talk to that have been here, they all love the tribute shows, and all shook up is in there every day, I think.
Well, maybe not every day, but usually here at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. There's two different ones. All you have to do is call Elvis Arama, and they will let you know, but they're all good. We have the best. You can't have an Elvis Arama museum and not have the best in the business.
Now, we have a fellow coming up here at noon in a minute that's pretty good. What about him?
Joey Franklin is the sweetest guy. He's got the spirit of Elvis. He's very unassuming, and he's quite a little bit on the southern, which I really like.
I always got the impression you're a California girl. Where are you from?
I was born in Chicago. I left when I was a year old. I was raised in California, and I spent the last 10 years, in Michigan. And it got too cold, too much snow, and I retired to Vegas.
And you came to Vegas, and it snowed here a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Rare event, however. Well, you had a pretty good career besides the Elvis movies, too. Yeah, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit? You were Miss Somebody, I know.
Well, yes, in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, right.
I was Miss Van Nuys and a lot of different cities. I was Los Angeles County. I was the honorary mayor of Pacoima, if anybody remembers Pacoima. I starred in a movie, Beyond the Time Barrier, and I had a chance to be in a beauty contest with Raquel Welch. And at that
time, did you beat her?
Well, at that time, she was so young. Her name was Raquel Tejada, uh-huh. And she beat me. And I'll tell you something. I don't mind telling people that I lost to Raquel. Well, she's a good person. I really like her.
It would be a close race.
I don't think so.
I tell you what, Darlene, we're going to go in here and listen to Joy, and then we're going to talk to her.
Wonderful. You will have a wonderful time here. And thank you so much, Jerry.
Okay.
I think Joy's in the gift shop, so let's play a song while I go find him. This is a great one, and I'm going to dedicate this to Darlene. It's from Blue Hawaii. I Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Wise men say only fools run. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Joy, you do quite a good Elvis. I guess you've been told that before.
Yes, sir, a few times. but thank you. It never gets old hearing that. So
now you said you've been interested in Elvis since your sister started playing it on the record player, right?
Yes, sir. Since I was a little boy, I grew up in a house with four older sisters, and the first time I heard Elvis's voice on a record, I was just drawn to it. So I've been listening to him and singing like him for a long time.
Now, you've been in Vegas less than a year. Where were you before that?
I came from Kentucky. I lived about 3 hours from Memphis, a little town called Paducah. And so we moved out here about 5 months ago and have been doing my Elvis show out here.
Now, your CD that you have out, people listening and on the website, we have a place where they can contact you here at Elvis Arena. Tell me about that CD. What all is on there?
Well, I have more than one CD. The two I have here with me today, one is called The Las Vegas Recordings, and the other one is Follow That Dream. The Las Vegas Recordings I did out here a couple of years ago when I was here doing a show. And it's got That's All Right Mama and Never Been to Spain, which was number one for me in November of 2004 on ElviRadio.com. It was actually November 2003 now, I guess it was. Some My Ways on there and a medley of some of Elvis's other hits. And then Follow That Dream, of course, has the song Follow That Dream on there, along with Spin Out and Frankie and Johnny and Love Me. Just several songs, about 10 songs on that one. So there's a lot of his movie songs.
Now, you've done a lot of Elvis songs over the years. What's your favorite, or do you have one?
You know, I get asked that a whole bunch, Jerry.
Well, I'm sure. I didn't think it'd be anything original here.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite, though. I can't pick just one song. There's several that I like, you know, more than others. I enjoy Hurt, the song Hurt. Follow That Dream, you know, a lot of his movie stuff. But Suspicious Minds, of course, is always a fun one to do. What Now My Love is one of my favorites. So, Rubbernecking.
Yeah, you look like Elvis and you sound like Elvis. Was this the case always, or did it take a little work?
Oh no, I mean what you see is what you get. I haven't had any surgery or anything, so the only thing I've done, I guess, is I use Miss Clairol to dye my hair. You know, that's about it. So,
well, I should be doing that myself.
Yeah. Well, you look good, man, with your hair like that, yeah. But. I'd rather not be doing that, but Elvis, everybody expects Elvis to have black hair, you know, so you have to do that and have to grow it out real long, which can...
Do you remember the first time that you put on the costume and looked like Elvis and the reactions you got from people?
Oh, yes, sir. The first time I did it was in 1987, it was pretty cheesy. Actually, some ladies that are very dear to me bought me like a Halloween costume. They wanted me to do a luau for their Sunday school classes, and I put black shoe polish in my hair and used an eyebrow marker to put sideburns on, and the collar of the suit was ruined by the time I got done that evening, but it was my first time ever doing it before people beside my family. So
did you get some good reactions? Hey, you look like the man, huh?
More so back then. I probably got more comments on my voice, and but kind of, you know, took off from there. People in my hometown that heard about me, you know, I started doing a lot of parties just, you know, by word of mouth. So,
well, now you're here where of course Elvis is. Other than Memphis, this was the city for Elvis, I think. Las Vegas.
Oh yes, sir. Right. Las Vegas.
It's a neat showroom you have here at the Elvis Arama. Now you are here once a day, or you got? I know there's several shows that rotate.
Yes, sir. We are here on a rotating basis. Today I did what they call the museum shows, where if you come in and buy a pass to the museum, you get to watch the free show. So I did 3 songs at 11, 3 songs at 12, and 3 songs at 1, and then I did the 2 o'clock hour show today. And then there's also a 4 o'clock show here at Elvis Arama.
Now the one when you do the hour, it's literally Elvis in concert, I think.
That's right. That's right. I'll be doing today. I'm going to be doing all the songs from Madison Square Garden from June of 1972, where Elvis sold out all 4 shows in 3 days. The first entertainer ever to do that. So I'll be doing his hits from that concert.
Well, Joy, fantastic. You're going to stay doing Elvis for a while, I imagine. Do you have any hopes to develop your own act?
You know, that would be something, you know, to think about and look at. But, you know, I'm very, very happy doing Elvis. I enjoy his fans, and, of course, I love his music, and I'm blessed to sound enough like him. So as long as, you know, people will have me and come listen to me and enjoy my show, I'll probably continue doing my tribute to Elvis.
I imagine it's very inspirational to be here at the Elvis Arama Museum, where literally Elvis lives. I mean, there's all kinds of memorabilia here.
Yes, sir. There's, like as you just said, so many nice pieces that the owner, Chris Davidson, has here at the Elvis Arama. Very nice things that you can come here and look at that belong to Elvis. Neat little stories and photos, and next to Graceland, you're probably right. You kind of get a sense of Elvis's spirit here, probably like no other place.
Joy, good luck, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Well, thank you, sir.
And they can come right in here and meet you. You're hanging around the gift shop before your show or afterwards?
That's right. I'll be here in the gift shop at the Elvis Arama after my shows, and if anybody out there listening would like to buy some of my CDs, you can email me at atouchofelvis@aol.com and just put something in the subject line that you heard about me on your show, Jerry, and I can get those out to you.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Joy. I tell you what, let's do. Joy is getting ready to go on stage and do a recreation of that Madison Square Garden concert. And let's play a cut from the real concert. This is Elvis live at Madison Square Garden in 1972 doing Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, I've found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel. So lonely, I'll be lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Well, although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry in the moon. Be so lonely, baby. Be so lonely. Be so lonely. Take it back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the King. In concert at Madison Square Garden, this is Jerry Pippen. We've been broadcasting direct from the Elvis Aramo Museum and Gift Shop in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, this is the place where the King lives. Get a chance to come out here and see us. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippen. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
I'm all shook up.